Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Excuse me. On tonight, I am so excited and delighted because I have an opportunity to just share with you the ministry of God. And you know what I was thinking? I said, you know, we need to give it up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because God is good. And Many times God does things and he wants to know that we're going to uphold his image, and he wants to know that we are getting ready and we're walking in his blessings and getting ready to receive. So I'm very happy and excited for it, just successful day and a happy day, and knowing what to entertain and what not to entertain. Amen. And that's the type of God that I serve. I mean, I can't speak for anyone else, but that's the type of God I serve. And I'm so happy that you joined me tonight, and we're going to have Love's top 13 gospel artists. Yes, you see 12 artists on the list, and I have one more artist, and that's the artist that the Lord will give me at the end, and we will play that particular song. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for starting us on our way. Lord, we ask that you continue to just wrap your arms around us, Heavenly Father, and protect us and help us, Heavenly Father, to continue to walk in your will, to continue to get dressed, and continue to make a decision to follow you. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. We thank you for the obedience that you have given unto us, Heavenly Father, and the things that you have helped us to do, Lord, and the things that you're going to help us to do, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just keep us in your care, Heavenly Father, and help us to just do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, those who are thinking about going into the hospitals, Lord. We ask that you bless the children, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless the adults, Lord. And we ask you, would you just bless this world and the leaders and those leaders who are coming up, Lord. We thank you for the victories. We thank you for the triumphs. We thank you for those times in which we were wondering, wow. We thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountain experiences. And we know that because you are God, that you are able, and what you do will never fail. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for continuing to lead and guide us in the right direction. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you just bless this particular ministry as we listen to the ministry through song, Lord, and we ask, would it bless and touch someone, Heavenly Father, where they would come unto you, Lord. We ask, would this ministry continue to magnify and glorify who you are, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just help us to just have a successful week that you're showing, Lord, and would you help us to be the children you would want us to be, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the platform. We ask that you crown this head from the top to the bottom. We ask that you bless this show, this ministry, to be something that you're pleased with, Lord. Then we ask that you bless each artist who is displayed and that you bless each listener and those who are currently on the line. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for each listener, and we thank you for those who will listen. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask that you continue to just help us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I want to say this once more. I thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the music ministry. We're going to listen to Sister Tamala Mann, and she's going to sing This Place. Amen. What place is she talking about? She's talking about the place where God is going to take you, the place where you are right now. Then we're going to hear from Mr. David Mann, Marvelous. Amen. Everything about God is marvelous. It's amazing. Then we're going to hear from Pastor Beverly Crawford, Just As Soon. Right. And then we'll hear from Sister Vicky Winan, How I Got Over. Amen. And I was listening to one of Miss Oprah Winfrey's speeches, and she says, my soul does not wonder how I got over. She says, I know how I got over. Amen. And so we know that it's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's blessing us to get over. Once again, you're getting ready to listen to the top 13 gospel artists on the Love Live Jesus Ministry. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Been a lot of pain, a lot of pain, a lot of pain. Faithful. Thank you. Thank you.
From Sister Tamala Mann, and she was saying, this place, and any time that we're with the Lord, whatever place that is, we're at a great place. And she's living her life in this place that the Lord has given her. And she says, I'm glad I'm living my life in this place. How many of you know that it's a disposition that you must have in order to walk into the will of God? Because you know what? Just because God gives you the great opportunities and the doors continue to open, you're going to always have may try to distract you, but God says keep moving, amen. He says you have to learn what's relevant and what's irrelevant when you're walking in the will of God. And that's what I want to tell believers, because she says she's living her life in this place, and as long as you know that God has put you in this place, in this position with him and his kingdom, God says that you don't have to worry about anything. Then we heard from Mr. David Mann. He was singing Marvelous, and he used one word, and that describes who God is. He says, Lord, you are marvelous. He says, when I think of what I've done and where he's brought me from, you are wonderful and you are excellent. Those are very descriptive words to describe who our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is. Then we heard from Pastor Beverly Crawford just as soon, amen, just as soon as we get to that place that the Lord has prepared for us. She said, I'll be singing and I'll be shouting when I get there, amen. And as I said before, it ties right back in to what Sister Tamala Mann said. She said, I'm living my life in this place. And she says, I'm glad. And you have to have a positive outlook, especially when the Lord our God is dealing with you. Then we heard from the legendary Sister Vicky Winans, and she says, how I got over. She says when she looks back, she wonders how she got over. But then she says this. She says, yes, I made it over. It's affirmation that because you're in this place with the Lord, and because you know that God is marvelous and you know he's excellent, and because you know that he has prepared a place for you, you have made it over. And she says, yes. She says, I made it over. She made it over those punitive things. She made it over. And she is continuously walking in the will of God. What a way to kick off the Love of Jesus ministry. Now we're moving a little bit higher with Bishop Rance Allen, Something About the Name Jesus. And I know that's right. Then we're going to hear from Sister Nita Wilson, Jesus Will. Jesus Will what? You fill in the blank. Amen. Then we're going to hear from Ken Spirituals. Because you know Jesus will, then we're going to keep knocking until the Lord opens the door. Amen. Then we're going to hear from Sister Kendra Smith, Faith of a Mustard Seed. Then we're going to hear from Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford, Too Close, amen, to the Mirror.
Much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk Franklin?
You can clap your hands now. Pray right now. Oh, yeah.
That is the sweetest thing
I know.
to me. Should be.
Oh, yeah.
said he will. He said he will. He'll fight my back. He'll fight my back. If I keep still, if I keep still, I know that he will.
climb to reach your goal. And life is taking its toll, and nothing is going right. It looks hopeless to win the fight. Don't give up.
Don't give in.
The fight is fixed, and you're gonna win. All you gotta do is
I can have what I say. I trust in Him. Too close to the
to the mirror, see what you see, what you see, what you see.
Are you showing down your blessings on me?
You don't understand, not anything of the Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me.
I'm not too close to the mirror to see what you see,
what you see, what you see.
While you're showing down your blessings on me,
you don't understand. It's not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see.
Guess I'm too close to the mirror, too close to the mirror, too close to the mirror to see what you see in me.
Amen. We are in our second phase of praise and worship with the top 13 gospel artists. So we're moving up a little bit higher. We heard from Bishop Rance Allen and Brother Kirk Franklin. He said something about that name, Jesus. That's the sweetest name, amen, that I know. And sometimes when you don't have words, you just call on Jesus and he'll be your help. Then we heard from Sister Anita Wilson, the jazzy queen of gospel music. That's my name for her. She's the jazzy queen. Sister Anita Wilson, she said, Jesus will, who will make all of my decisions for me. And as I said before, I always ask the Lord when I go speak or when I go do anything, I say, Lord, go before me, because I want to make sure that I am exemplifying who I serve. Amen. And God makes me do right every day. Amen. Then we hear from the Canton Spirituals, keep knocking. Amen. God says, don't give up. He says, keep knocking until all your blessings come. And guess what? God said your blessings are infinity. He says, so every day of your life, you should be knocking. Amen. There's not one day that you should just stand at the door. Amen. God says, you need to be still and know that he's God. But while you're being still, he says, you have to do something else, too. He says, you have to keep knocking. Ask, and it shall be given. Then we hear from Sister Kendra Smith. She says, I've got the faith. And as long as you have the faith, then you can do everything that you set your mind to. You have to have faith, but you have to put God first, and you have to make sure that it's in the will of God. Then we hear from my friend, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She said, too close to mirror. She says, Lord, you shower down your blessings on me. She says, it's not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. She says, I guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. And God sees a lot in us, amen? And so God says we just have to believe in him, and then he will rearrange us the way that he wants us to be. As we come to our last stretch, amen, to our victory, I call this our victory stretch, we're going to hear from Pastor Hezekiah Walker, singing every praise, amen. He says even when he's dancing for the Lord, amen. Then we're going to hear from Brother Donald Lawrence, encourage yourself. We all need encouragement. We must encourage ourselves. Then we're going to hear from Sister Dorinda Clark Cole, He Brought Me. And then after which we'll hear from Sister Tasha Page Lockhart, amen. And once again, thank you for tuning in to the Love Lives Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Heavy praise is to our God. Heavy word of worship with one accord. Heavy praise, every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Heavy praise. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Every praise. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah.
to our God.
Heavy praise,
heavy praise is to our God. Heavy praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Heavy praise, heavy praise to our God.
Sing hallelujah
to our God. Glory hallelujah is to our God.
Heavy praise,
heavy praise is to our God. Heavy praise is to our God. Every word of worship is one accord. Heavy praise, heavy praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Heavy praise, heavy praise is to our God. With one accord, heavy prayer, 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 heavy prayer. Heavy praise, heavy praise to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Heavy praise, 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 heavy praise. Every prayer, every prayer, every prayer is to our God.
Hallelujah. Oh,
God is so good. And I want to tell you that I just thank each and every one of you for remaining on the line. God is just that good. We have 30 minutes left. Amen. And we went through the top 13 gospel list of songs. And we're just asking God would he continue to bless these artists, Tamela Mann, David Mann, Pastor Beverly Crawford, Vicky Wine, and Bishop Rance Allen, Anita Wilson, Ken Spirituals, Kendra Smith, Eddie Ruth Bradford, Pastor Hezekiah Walker, Donald Lawrence, and Ms. Dorinda Clark Cole, and Sister Tasha Page Lockhart. We just ask that the Lord continue to cover their ministries and bless them real good. Amen. And I just want to say that we heard from Brother Hezekiah Walker, every praise. He said, God is his Savior, my deliverer, and my healing. I understand exactly what Mr. Walker is talking about. Then we heard from Brother Donald Lawrence, and we have to encourage ourselves. He says, speak over yourself. And then say, I'm encouraged. I believe everything the Lord said. The devil is a liar. So if anybody tell you anything negative or contrary to what the Lord has told you, they are a liar. He says you have to encourage yourself and speak over yourself. Amen. And when you encourage yourself, the Lord is giving you the ability to do that. Amen. You have to know what's relevant and what is not. That is part of the 180 walking in the will of God. Then we heard from Sister Dorinda Clark Cole. She says, he brought me. She says she's been through the storms and rain. But she says, he brought me. He brought you where? He brought you out of wherever you were. And I think about the Hebrew boys when they were in the fiery furnace. Amen. And God went in with them. God just don't say, come on out, fellas, or come on out, ladies. God go in with them. And he go in and experience what they're experiencing because he's a father, and he brings them out safely. Amen. Then she said, this is celebration time, and she's exactly right. This is celebration time. God says this is celebration time. Amen. God says that the Spirit of God is up on us. Then we heard from Sister Tasha Paige Lockhart. She says different. Amen. She says that, you know, people will notice the difference. People notice the difference. If any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. She talked about her past experiences, you know. And many times, as I said before, I'm going to talk to my 180 crew that's in the will of God. You have to remain in character. You have to remain in character, and you have to remain in the will of God. You cannot get distracted by irrelevant things. You know, and I say things because the words sometimes are irrelevant. It doesn't even matter. And so you have to know the word of God and the voice of God. And so you have to focus on what the Lord has told you. You have to focus on what the Lord has given you. And you can't worry about the irrelevant things in life. Because if you worry about the irrelevant things, when are you going to worry about the relevant? So, you know, it's a waste of time to worry about irrelevant things, things that don't even really matter. Okay, so without further ado, I really thank you guys for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry. And I'm so blessed. I was just blessed by all of this music from all of these artists. I feel like I've been to church. Amen. And it's just, I'm just so excited. I'm just happy. And I know this is going to be a good, nice rest. And I know that tomorrow is Wednesday, God's will. So we're almost finished with this week. So if we make it through Wednesday, amen. If we were able to run that home stretch, amen. Now then, I want to tell you a few announcements. And then I'm going to bid you good night. I know it's 12:32 and all of you night owls are still up. But I want to make sure that I give you the announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, journalists. Anyone with a positive message, community members, please, please, Facebook, Alfreda Love, that's Alfredalove, or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. And please, don't be selfish. Pray for those you know and those who you do not know. In addition to that, make sure that you stay encouraged. Make sure that you know that God is with you. As I said before, those three levels, God is always with you. And so you have to make sure that you remain encouraged. In addition to that, make sure that you pull out those lovely calendars. Mark your calendars, put it in your cell phone for the second week. We're going to have I almost called it a gospel fest, my Lord. I'm going to have a youth convention talent show. We're going to have a talent show the second Saturday in June, God's will, because the first Saturday comprised of graduations and things of that nature. So the second Saturday, we will have one. And so I want all of you to attend. So make sure that you continue to watch my Facebook page. In addition to that, just know that on Tomorrow God's Will is Praying with a Love Night. So make sure that you bring your prayers and make sure that we pray unto God, because we serve a good God. God has been so good this week. I'm just so proud of what God is doing in my life personally, with this ministry and with family. And, you know, God is just an awesome God. He is just awesome. You know, I was around so many positive, I'm always around positive people. But I was speaking to some people, and the Lord had blessed them real good, amen? And God blesses us real good by waking us up. But God gave them some things so that they can taste and see that he is good, and God is calling people. And I'm so happy that God helps me to remain in character. I'm so happy that God shows me what's relevant and what's not. I'm so glad that God keeps me happy every day of my life. I never take anything for granted. I always make sure, amen, that I'm not distracted. I always focus. I focus on what the Lord has called me to do. Amen. You should do the same thing. It's good because, you know, after after your long day, you know, you can still look back and say, thank you, Jesus, and you can enjoy your night. Amen, just like we did tonight. In addition to that, we just thank God for preserving lives. We thank God for our family and friends, and we thank God for you. I thank God for all of the listeners, and I encourage you to continue to tell other people about the Love Live Jesus ministry. Before I wrap this up, I do want to recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you. If you do not know the Lord, it's time to know who he is. God is not going to force you, you know. God is not going to beg you, you know. You're going to have to come unto God. He's not going to come unto you, you know. And so God is with us, but God also expects us to make a step towards him. And so if you're thinking about it, then just, you know, make up your mind which direction you want to go. If you're getting dressed, continue to get dressed. You know, if you're walking in the wheel, just know that God is taking you somewhere, and just know that you have to know. God says the main thing, he put it in my spirit, what is relevant and what is not. And he says, focus on what is relevant. If it's not relevant, and if God didn't say it, and you know God didn't say it, then he says, keep moving. He says, leave, you know, you have to leave those thoughts behind because they don't even matter. They have nothing to do with the will of God. They have nothing to do with the destiny. You know, we can't control other people's lives and their unhappiness. We can't control that. The only thing we can control is our prayer life. And so you have to pray for other people who may be experiencing negative things in their lives, you know. And then pray for those who experience positive things so that they won't revert to negative things. So you just have to pray for everybody. And I, as I said before, I'm so happy that you guys joined me. So please come back tomorrow. I will have the time on the Facebook page, the time as far as what time the ministry will be. And I just thank you so much, each and every one of you, for staying up with Alfreda Love. And we're going to have also, okay, so it's Praying with Love on Wednesday. Then we're going to have Miss Kimberly Jenkins from San Antonio, Texas. She's a gospel artist. We're going to have her on Thursday. Then on Friday, of course, remember to go out to the movies and support these new movies that are coming out. We're going to have some good movies coming out, so do that. Then Saturday, we're going to have another guest. Then Sunday, you know, it's a word from God. Then on Monday, we're going to have an actress from ABC, Miss Wendy Pearson. She's going to come on the ministry, and she's going to share with us about acting and, you know, being on the big screen, amen. Those NBC movies that we watch, she is one of the actresses in those movies. And so it's a great pleasure just to be able to speak with her and see what goes on behind the sets. And, you know, as I said before, I'm going to interview a few NFL players, a few basketball players pretty soon, as the Lord has given me. And I'm just so excited about the Stellars next week, God's will. And as I said before, you know, I want to hear some good ministry music and see all these artists who have worked so hard and these artists who are receiving these accolades for their ministry. And I want to make sure that I capture that event. So without further ado, if someone asks you, it doesn't matter who it is, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love, and that's okay. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.